Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Y'all, tell me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle. And one of those ways is faking an injury so that way a man will comfort you during the middle of a pickleball game.
That's in the poodle handbook. Oh, well done. She fell. There was actually you actually if you paused it, there was a moment where she actually had the presence of mind to say, "Ow," and then she realized she was fine. And then she went, "No, I'm going to milk this." And that's when I went, "Bravo, April."
Bravo.
Brava.
She won't, but can April be the next Golden Bachelorette? I don't think that's going to happen.
She won't.
I would love.
I will remember you.
Y'all, this is the Golden Bachelor season one, episode four? Four. Right?
Yes, season four. One, episode four.
It feels like this is moving quicker because they're saying we're already halfway through. And The Bachelor, maybe this is, I just assume
it is moving a lot quicker.
22 episodes, but I don't, there's no way.
No, we're halfway through.
I think we're going to get 12 episodes of this tops.
I think you're right.
So,
I think it's good.
We're halfway through.
I think it's good because there's not as much cringe time as we normally have.
No. Y'all, we're going to be doing, we just keep on doing them collabs. We're actually recording right after we record this. We're recording with Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose. They were on our show, but now we're going to be our show, but now we're going to be on their show. And I'm going to tell you this right now. They're a lot more organized than we are. They sent us like a thing with talking
points. They sent us a format. We don't get a fucking format. Half the show is me complaining about the painters outside my house.
It's true.
I just had to move into my bedroom.
I will say they do have a segment that they call Even Stevie Wonder Could See This.
Ooh.
I appreciate that. So we're going to be on there. We're recording it literally. That should be out, I think, at the end of this week by the time this is out. So be sure to check that out.
I believe so. I think.
And confirmed, next week we are doing a show with a Game of Roses.
Game of Roses.
Game of Roses. So we're excited to do a collab. Chris was messaging, y'all, because his wife's a sissy. He's gotten sucked into 90 Day and he wants to talk about Sarper.
Just kind of Sarper.
Because who doesn't?
They make me question most of what I think is real on reality television. Mm-hmm. But I'm fascinated still.
Yes. So
I will cook the meat in my hands.
So a lot of good things coming. We're excited. We got to say, it has been, they're not probably not listening, but the Bachelor podcast community has been wonderful and welcoming us in because we're worried at any moment we're going to get kicked out because we're filthy.
It's mostly me and saying crazy shit.
It's true.
I can provide an update because I think people are having to show me these things now. a sissy did send me she's like, I don't say who I am, but I grew up with Ellen and Roberta's children. And Roberta has left this mortal coil. So that actually happened. Okay. Apparently she actually did have cancer. We have that is under confirmation, and they have been friends, for their whole lives. And so I'd like to say you're welcome.
I would like
Tinfoil Hattie made it real. So in other words, if you had doubts, just me asking those questions provided clarity. So I'm glad to be of service.
I am glad. I wish I would have seen the color drain out of your face when you read that email.
No, again, I think I'm doing good work.
Well, speaking of Hattie, doing the good work.
So you're welcome.
Since you're so proud of yourself, congratulations, Poodle. On this episode of The Golden Bachelor, you get to use your gift.
Yay!
Because we did a poll, and out of 945 votes on our RG Plus, 89% of you sissies want Poodle to describe Gary's junk. Think about that.
I'll see you in hell.
I
didn't want to go there.
As one sissy said, and you know, and as a cause that I've seen, your causes are important to me. If we don't do this, it's discrimination.
Ageism. It's ageism.
And we are not going to do that. I will say we're going to save it for the end of the show for some of you that want to turn it off.
I am going to describe it in his Warren Jeffs voice, though.
that's fine. So just know
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it real gross.
It's going to get ready. You asked for it. So, and if you
this is all on you. This is all on you.
You voted, y'all, not us. You voted. All right. So we get a bit of the cold open, you know, of Gary and Ellen, and they're crying together. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Y'all, what was your reaction when you saw Trista?
I freaked out a little bit. You never watched it. You never watched it, right?
I didn't watch that season. However, even I knew about Trista and Ryan, and like they were in my world because they were huge.
Y'all, this is when the Bachelor franchise got a lot of heart was Trista Rain.
I love her.
She still looks so good.
She like looks every time fantastic.
I saw her, I freaked out.
I know you did.
That when you see her, it's the same feeling like when you see Kelly Clarkson. Like, it's that reality show time that was so wonderful. Those were stars. She and Ryan are still together. They're fine.
They got two kids.
Yeah.
Two kids, Maxwell, I think. I forget the other one's name, but yeah.
Well, they tried.
She says it works. This experiment works, unlike Love is Blind.
Love's not blind.
So they freak
out. Ellen's like, oh my God, the beautiful girl who got me into The Bachelor.
Roberta and I have watched Twister forever. Roberta.
Roberta, we did it.
I'm going to say this right now, and you're going to feel, you'll never admit it, but Ellen is coming hard. If Ellen ends up marrying Gary or getting with Gary as the Golden Bachelor, with the Golden Bachelor, that's going to be, that's going to wreck me, I think, because Roberta's path, that's going to be so moving.
I don't think it's going to happen. But
I don't think so either, but they're really pushing it. We'll see.
She needs someone quirkier. He's just not quirky enough for her.
I agree.
Yeah. I can see. I think he likes to choose with his eyes first. And I think there are other women who he finds more attractive in the house. And that's sad to say, but that's where I'm.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about front runners at the end. Y'all, we're getting a bit of Teresa and Kathy. We just can't let this stop.
Well, when she's talking, actually, Teresa just goes, Teresa says, here's the thing. My advice is be yourself and be open. And without prompting, Teresa just goes, hey, grabs Trista's hand.
She does grab it. She's like,
hey, I want you to know that I got the first date, and that's exactly how I feel. So we went on this like diner. We went on this car ride, and you're like, and Kathy's already just rolling her eyes.
Well, you realize too, y'all, this is something that I think Teresa's just that person that tells a Bridget Green story, like our friend Bridget Green, that's going to tell you every detail of the story, whether you want it or not.
She doesn't even know Trista.
She's someone who, yeah, she just, but she's that normal. She's like my father who would just start talking to somebody and just telling them all them stories.
There's nothing worse than for someone to not, because you know, y'all know those people who actually grab you so you can't turn away. That's mm-hmm. Teresa.
Mm-hmm. That is Teresa. It is.
Grabs you. Like mm-hmm. you'll turn away and someone will like touch your shoulder. So uh-huh. they will like, no, you need to listen to me when I talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to force you.
And so
physically restrain you.
Kathy pulls her aside and she's like, Teresa, stop telling other people of your day. She's like, you can't find this off, but stop. What you need to do is zip it. She actually does the thing in front of her lips. Y'all put a zip that up because we're going to come back to that.
Then Trista throws down a date card and now they all know what it is.
Mm-hmm. They do know what it is.
Now Faith can't stop talking about her first impression, Rose, and she hasn't gotten anything else. I'm surprised she's still there, to be honest.
Yeah. We haven't seen her. I feel like she could be a contender because she is really pretty and she was stronger in the first. And then now they've kind of leaned back on her and as if they're kind of like wanting to give her story to breathe. So I think she could make a comeback.
Well, Leslie is going on the one-on-one date and she's so excited, but all the other women are very excited because it's pickleball time. It's pickleball time.
Pickleball, y'all. And I have not played pickleball. I know Sissy Robin is a big fan of pickleball. We have a lot of sissies that are into it. It's like tennis, but with a different ball and it's quicker. You know, it's very, a lot of cities are, contributing to noise pollution because it's very loud and it's been a problem.
What?
For a lot of like gated communities or apartment complex is that it's so loud when people, you just hear.
What are the rules? Like, it looks like ping pong to me.
It's like a ping pong tennis mixed. I don't know. Yeah. I've never played it. I don't know. It's like, it's not, I thought paddle tennis and pickleball were the same. They're not. But you know now that you brought it up, Sissy Robin's going to send you a message on Facebook and tell you what it's about.
It says, people say that pickleball feels like playing ping pong, but if you were standing on the table.
Mm. Okay. So in pickleball, the ball never hits the floor, I guess. It never bounces. You don't have a bounce.
No, that's you never played ping pong? You have a bounce.
Oh, you do have a bounce in ping pong. Oh, yeah, you do.
We had a ping pong table growing up, and my father would beat my brother and I until we could finally beat him. It was a big deal. And we finally beat him sometimes. He's still very good at it. Now he beats his grandchildren.
Wow.
Don't let your kids win. It gives them an inflated sense of ego.
How often did you and your brother fight about ping pong?
We played each other. We were both pretty good. My father was really good, though, and it really infuriated us. And when you would win, you completely rubbed it in their face. I was taught to be both a bad winner and a bad loser by both parents.
And you are.
I am.
You are.
I'm both a bad winner and a sore loser.
You literally on a game show and rolled your eyes.
Well, that was when he said something really stupid, the contestant next to me. That's when I did roll my eyes.
You can never play poker, ever.
So no, I'm not a good person for that.
No, so I thought they're
pickleball, as Ellen says.
So they're playing, you know, because Gary plays pickleball a lot, and it's a big part of his life. Joey he was on season like 28 of the
something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Joey, I
two seasons ago.
He is a professional pickleballer. So he's all into this. So he's here too. And Kathy says, Joey could be my son, but at least I have a plan B. God, I'm going to miss her one-liners.
She's boy, y'all. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the episode, we have to say goodbye to miss rough around the edges, Kathy.
And I'll April. Miss her. I mean, there's and both April. Of them. So there's no, I, now it's just.
Half of Askin is gone.
Now it's just Sn.
It's just
Sn. Sn.
Nancy and Susan.
Susan. Good yeah. episode for Susan. Okay.
I'm still not convinced that Susan isn't a Fred Armisen character. Like all I can of a see sudden, that. All of a sudden, it's gonna be Fred Armisen takes off a wig and he's like, he's like, he'll say, "Who cares?" Like his Joy Behar expression. Like I'm just expecting it to be Fred Armisen at any moment.
I agree with that. I'm glad that they're excited, but the level of excitement Ellen has about playing pickleball is just off the fucking... Y'all, she plays four times a week. She's a captain of a team, and she is psyched.
Yeah, she needs... They need to trank her. It's a little scary.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I also wrote down that Sandra... I finally realized what her look gives me. That... You remember Wendy Malick's character on Seinfeld?
Oh, on Seinfeld.
No. She played this chiropractor or something like that. And she had this really out of style, big hair. And they're like, people say I should cut it, blah, 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 blah. And that's what it looks like. It's that's kind of like, it's like 20 years out of style.
It is, but it also works for her.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think at one point it just becomes, it's her signature. It's
and
like
she's
Jackie,
had it for 25
yes,
years.
That is her signature. She's going to keep that hair. I gotta say, I love any woman who doesn't go to her daughter's wedding to get some dick.
I was thinking about that
was mad respect from a poodle point of view.
She did say, my daughter talked to me and she's like, Mom, I get it. I've got to say, that is restraint. But I think the mother and Sandra probably have a very interesting relationship.
Maybe then. It's a second wedding, too. Yeah. Like, I didn't go to any of my parents' second and third marriages. What? And I wasn't at the first one because I wasn't there.
Didn't think it was going to last.
Well, I've never been to any of my parents. Oh, wait. No, I did go to my dad's wedding to the last one who didn't go to his funeral because she was a bitch.
The last one.
Yeah.
I feel like if your child's not at any of your weddings, unless it's like a spur of the moment kind of thing, I don't know. If people are invited and your child's not there, it's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, y'all.
Anyway, back to pickleball. What do you want to talk about? The names or April or where are we?
I don't know why they call it pickleball. Ain't nothing pickly about it. So
I
y'all,
don't get it.
April does fall, but she leans on Jerry's arm. And she goes, actually, I'm totally fine. She purrs like Anne Margaret.
She does. She is Anne Margaret.
I want to be Anne Margaret.
And then, y'all, Trista Vincent, I just want to let everybody know that the winner of this championship will be featured in Pickleball Magazine. And Ellen goes, oh my God!
Like, all of a sudden, it's like the Hunger Games. Like, Woody Harrelson's there. Rachel McAdams is in that trinket costume.
Julianne Moore is waiting around the corner to trank someone.
They're going to... Julianne Moore's in the Hunger Games?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who was she?
I don't remember.
I don't think I ever saw
her. She was in the latter one. I don't know. It's called like River Rises Through It with the Phoenix in its ass, whatever it's called.
I think I only saw the first two.
Oh, no, she's in part one. She's in Mockingjay. Oh, she's in Mockingjay part one.
Yeah, that's the third one.
Yeah, she plays the president.
Oh, then I would, yeah. That's the only thing I would like watching those movies for. Although I do love Jennifer Lawrence.
You don't. I know the only reason you watched that movie, and I'm shocked you didn't watch all of them because of Liam Hemsworth.
Ooh, he is my favorite Hemsworth brother.
He is your favorite.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Anyway, so y'all, they are It's basically, I can't remember all the names.
Oh, I do. There's
Bitchin'
Pinky,
Kitchens.
Pinky Dinky. That's Faith and April. Then there's the Pickalicious Paddles. That's Ellen and Kathy and the Green Team. And then there's the Picolettes, which I appreciated, the Picolettes. And then there's Bitchin' Kitchen with Sandra and Nancy. And that's where we find out that it said she's missing her daughter's wedding. And I wrote, what the fuck? Anyway.
I love it. I think we should normalize it.
I think we should. As Poodle says, no one wants to go to your wedding.
No one wants to go to your fucking wedding anyway. No. They want to go because you're going to have an open bar.
And cake.
And cake.
And cake.
And yeah, no one cares about your business.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They have a championship match and the winner with Pickalicious and Bitchin' Kitchen. Pickalicious, I have to say that like Fergie.
You can't say it. You can't say it again. Pickalicious. You keep
That's
saying
Pickalicious.
You kept saying Pickalicious.
Pickalicious. P-L-C-K-L-E. Anyway, Pickalicious wins, y'all. They win.
Not a shock because Ellen's on a fucking competitive team. I don't feel, yeah. I feel like Ellen may have a little bit of an advantage here because mm-hmm. Gary's obsessed with pickleball and she's a fucking beast.
And that's true.
Later on, Gary's talking to Sandra and he's like, I heard your daughter got married today. Let's call her. And at one point, they just can't figure out FaceTime. And it is so relatable. I still look at my phone sometimes like it's a flux capacitor. Like, I can't understand it. Like, I still look at my phone like I don't understand how this works.
Yeah, the technology is not your strong
suit.
It's
very boomery of me.
It's boom. Yeah, I have to help you a lot with things.
Oh, come on.
I know technology way better than you.
You know a little bit more than me.
That is not true. I know a lot more than you when it comes to technology because I have to help you all the time and you yell at me. You yell the whole time, I can do it myself. I can do it myself. And then I have to wait there for 20 minutes for you to figure out when I could have just done it in 2 minutes.
I need to be able to ask for help in a way where I don't feel judged. And you don't do that.
I'm not judging you.
Teresa and Kathy. And so
this is why
Teresa gets on my last nerve. And I had a couple people. It's interesting. Some people kind of either came at me and they're like, oh, I like Teresa. I had more people say, thank you for calling her shit out. And because a lot of people online were saying, Kathy's such a bully. I'm like, no, Teresa's low key negging everybody. And
I think a lot of people were on the fence because even Kathy said, I don't know if this is an act, if she's that stupid, or if this is an act. That's where I was with it. I think she's behaving like she's brand new, but I couldn't tell. And after this, I still don't know if it's intentional or it almost is like she's just so head in the clouds. She doesn't get it.
Well, like, Teresa, like, I want to make sure everything is good, you know. And then Kathy's like, it's fine. Just don't tell me
what's going on.
Just
please.
Don't tell me anything that's going on. Please, please,
please, please.
And she's like, honestly, Teresa, what really bothered me is when I told you that I didn't want to know, and then you started going on about him, what he's saying in the bedroom.
At the rose ceremony. Yeah.
And what Kathy says is correct. It's a matter of being kind. And I think it's more than that. It's a matter of anticipating people's comfort level with your inability to not know you're oversharing.
I do think it's a lot of that. I think, and you know, Kathy says, hear me. It hurts people's feelings. I will say, and because she even says, how would you feel if I said Jerry and I had a private date last night and he said he's going to send you home? How does that feel?
She's like, I'd want to know. No, you wouldn't.
She wouldn't want to know. But I feel like that was a little mean-spirited of Kathy. I do think Kathy is justified and I think Kathy realizes that she doesn't have a connection with this guy and she's about to go home.
Yeah,
and so she's upset and angry, and she has justification, but I think she's taking a bit of that out on Teresa.
And then she said, can I give you some friendly advice? Zip it. And y'all, now we are, it's like Trista told Jerry, he's like, she told me to stop looking for the woman you can live with and start looking for the woman you can't live without.
Can't live without. It was such good advice.
And y'all, Teresa basically is...
Well, there's a little bit of Gary and Faith. Faith is saying, you know, he's like, I realize you've been stepped back a little bit. She's like, well, everyone's running up and kissing you. And she's like, that just feels really personal to me. And she's like, but I really feel like you could fit into my life. And Jerry says, I feel that too.
So then... they're talking about the craziness. Gary and Teresa are talking about the craziest. And she's like, I thought everyone would just share about their dates. And I know we had such a good connection. But you know what she said to me? And this is when I said, this is underhanded. She said, just snip it. Snip it.
Oh, did she say snip and not zip?
She said snip it. Like circumcision.
Oh,
well. So that's the new circumcision campaign from Teresa. Oh. Just snip it. It's just like Nike. Snip
it. just snip it. But Teresa said to Jerry, and
I do
think this happened. She said, Kathy's all, because they were friends, y'all, first. She's like, Kathy always keeps saying to me, you're the one. I think I remember on video of Kathy saying that to Teresa.
Yeah.
Of this. So I do understand a little bit what Teresa's saying is that Kathy kind of, so it makes me wonder, is Kathy playing the game of let me be your friend at first, but then when it realized she wasn't getting any attention from Jerry, it was too painful, and that's where she said, stop telling me stuff.
But why would she tell Gary that what Kathy said if she doesn't think Kathy's reliable? Kathy thinks that you're the one. Kathy thinks that I'm the one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it.
But why would Kathy, why would you, if you were in a game like this, why would you look at somebody and say, I think you're the one? Why would you say that unless you were, think about it, if you were on the show, I would think that would be, you were doing something to be manipulative. You weren't being sincere.
It's done out of, to me, it's done out of jealousy.
So that's what I'm saying. I think some people are picking up. Kathy acts like her intentions of shutting down Teresa are so pure.
I agree.
I don't think they are.
No, I just think...
But it's just she's way more entertaining than Teresa, who just seems like a dance.
And later on, and Gary and Kathy are saying, she's like, I want to talk about pickleball. But then they're talking about Teresa. And then we're talking about when people came in, and Gary's like, I'm beginning to see a rift here. Oh, no. And so this is not good.
I wanted to ask you what you thought. And Kathy's like, I didn't come here to fight with people. I didn't come here to fight with people. I didn't come to do this. At the rose ceremony, she's talking to me. And Gary said, but I comforted you. I gave you that special rose. Anyway, he gives a rose to Sandra because... She missed her daughter's wedding.
She knocked over her daughter. Y'all, the only thing you need to know about the next group date, there's very little about it. Leslie and Gary go
on
a
one-on-one date.
ATV. I'm sure you're right.
I thought this was a bad date.
It was, because they didn't get to talk.
Exactly.
And Les like, I feel very safe with him. Maybe he's the man I've been looking for.
She gets on my nerves.
Oh, she's awful.
Fake. I think she's so fake.
The ladies are playing Never Have I Ever, and I'm
this
but with,
is genius.
But with ice cream.
And Sandra's worried because she's lactose intolerant. She is becoming one of my favorites. I really like her.
I enjoy her. So who's kissed another woman from her husband? Of course, April. Yo, April's done all of these things.
Let's go through them. There's kissing another woman's husband, April.
Had sex again, in the workplace. Sandra.
April and Sandra. As Sandra says, she's like, my husband and I did it everywhere. What's the other?
So backseat of a car. And then with a woman, and it's Susan, Fred Armisen in character.
That, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
She's a very strong. April, of course, too, eats on the, y'all, April is poodle.
Yeah, I felt a lot of kinship with her. Anyway.
So, yeah. Kathy is the only one who didn't have sex in a car. Have you kissed another woman's husband, Poodle?
Knowingly or unknowingly? Or, well, I've done both. so it doesn't matter. Yes.
Yes, Poodle has.
Mm-hmm. Another man's husband? More than
oh,
once.
Oh, that's a given.
Yeah.
A given. Have you had sex in the work? Oh, wait. We know that answer. We know that answer. We
have I ever been
bookstore.
With another woman?
That not, in sex, to, not in a sexual
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
But, and have you, surely you haven't had sex in a car, Poodle.
Next question. Hasn't everyone like,
yeah, there's I'm too old to do it now. It'll hurt. I'll get a crick in my neck. So Gary and Leslie, they're sitting and talking and Leslie's saying, you know, Leslie says, I don't normally have the best picker in the past. I've been divorced twice. I'm like, yeah, I got that just by your choice. Just the way you described your costume choices for that fucking challenge. And you were so nuts about it.
And y'all, they get in a portable hot tub, which I still have questions about how these work. And I feel like it takes a long time to set them up.
I don't understand them fully either. I will say Jerry has a lion tattoo, or Gary. Sorry, I keep saying Jerry. Gary has a lion tattoo on his arm.
You know why? He's a Leo.
You think?
They gave everyone's star signs on something I saw.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. He's a Leo. And guess what, y'all? I think Leslie was definitely was a Leo, too. And I think Teresa is also a Leo. Anyway, she gets a rose.
She does. Nancy ends up hurting her leg. And Gary ends up.
This whole house is just going to be a lot of injuries. Yeah,
a lot of injuries. It just smells like Bengay. The whole house smells like Bengay.
When you're over 60, you're doing things that you're going to have injuries.
And that you know that those beds are terrible. We've already talked about.
Oh, awful.
So, Jerry
and Sandra's sick.
Sandra's sick.
They work too hard.
It's sick. Jerry gives...
I'm giving you rose quartz for empathy and strength.
And this is to Susan, right?
Yes.
Yes, he gives her this rose quartz. And
you remind me of my late wife, Tony. A.K.A. Ronnie Karam.
Ronnie Karam, in a way. They start making out.
Yes.
And it's really sweet.
And it's aggressive.
It's aggressive, but you also see Susan... in her talking head, she's like giggly and she's like, I feel like a kid again. It's really sweet. It's really inspiring point, to see that.
Susan, at one point, Kathy just does go, what's in the box? AKA seven. Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head. later on, there is a talk with Ellen. And she says, the more I get to know you, the more I'm feeling energized. And I need to tell you that I'm falling in love with you. How far are we into this?
He says we're about halfway into this. So
no,
I
mean, like how? 2 weeks? No.
I get, no. Three. Well, this is supposed to be week four, but I don't think they spend 4 weeks. So I have no idea.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But you're there with them all the time. I can't imagine.
No, but they don't get a lot of time with him.
I know, Poodle, but you're the most non-committal person probably in the western half of the United States. So this is hard for you to imagine.
When you say, I think I'm falling in love with you. Yeah. Yeah. Unless there's a freshly signed DNR and there's a will right behind it. I'm going to have a hard time saying the L word, if you know what I mean.
And until at least the 10-year mark.
Mm-hmm. Legalize it. That's the L word.
You just told me as a friend that you love me too, kind of around 15 years.
That's not recorded.
And
so
usually when I
deny
say it,
that.
I have to have an electrode rod to your face.
Mm-hmm. I deny that. Then, y'all, we have a big thing. Nancy says, I think you have a lot more in common with the other people. And Gary says, I'm not going to dispute that. And I wish you the best. Nancy, who cried the last time because she reminded her of her wedding day.
Susan's crying. Kathy's crying. Okay.
Everyone's crying.
Let's get to it because I know y'all just want to hear about Gary's dick. So you sick fucks. So the rose ceremony. I got to say, Gary looks good in that suit. He looks really good.
You are hot for Gary.
I'm a little hot for Gary and I'm fine with it.
Okay, so here are the roses. Ellen.
Faith.
Ugh, I roll my eyes. Susan. Teresa, of course. And no Kathy or April.
No Kathy. But it's also Sandra and Leslie both got a rose, right?
Yes, earlier.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah. So April says, it was a great adventure. Wish you the best. Gary walks Kathy out and she says, I am who I am. Look at this. You know? But
she pulls a Popeye.
But I might burn the house down when I leave. And as she's driving away, you just see Kathy rolling her eyes like, yeah.
Oh, Kathy, we will miss you. And April, we will miss you too.
We will miss you both.
This has been the hardest elimination for me.
Y'all, same. All the characters basically are out of the house. And now we're to the real contenders.
We're now to... Like, I don't know. The only ones I'm going to enjoy watching now are going to be Susan, Sandra, and Ellen, maybe. I don't know. I think everybody else is a little bit. Ugh. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. All right, Poodle. It's time, Poodle. It's time. It's time for you to use the gift. Use the gift and let us know. What do you think about Gare? What do you think about Gare?
Gary's penis. An essay.
An essay, okay.
First of all, it's circumcised. That's okay. An easy detail. It is wild down there.
What do you mean?
It is a pubic forest. The balls, there's an overgrowth. There's an overgrowth on the balls.
Like a mulch? That's smaller. You mean like wild brambles.
Brambly, tumbleweedish. I mentioned it's like going through a car wash if you put your head under his legs.
Got it.
It'd be like hitting your face.
Okay, great.
It's a wild there. It looks just like the hair on his head, a little bit, okay. Maybe a little grayer, a little whiter. Okay. It's remarkably well preserved, okay. I would say. It's seen its battles.
Okay.
But it's still ready to fight. It is, it's a pretty penis. It looked better in his 40s. I'm going to have to say that. But, okay. You know, all of us look better in our 40s than our 60s or 70s. Okay. A lot of moles.
Oh, okay.
I was shocked at the number of moles.
But let's talk about
its character. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Is it a carrot, a cucumber, a veeny weeny? What are we talking about here?
It's a zucchini.
Oh.
But not the fully grown kind. I'm going to say this now. It's about... It's a good 6.5, a good 6.5, maybe 7 with a cock ring.
So it's a boyfriend dick.
A little bigger than that.
That's a decent dick.
A little bigger than that.
I 7 feels like heaven. I am fine with the 7.
With a beautiful penis head.
Oh,
it looks like one of those knit caps that boys would wear in the Pacific Northwest.
Wow. Would you say, is it a golden dick?
Now I'm singing Nirvana.
Is it a golden dick?
It is. It is truly a golden penis. The biggest drawback are the hairy balls, though. I'm going to say it's they're wiry and just the texture. It's almost like barbed wire. You have to be careful.
So maybe it's a skip a blow job and just say, just get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you might have a little bit of, you'll pull back your hair, your hand. If you touch the balls, it might be a little rash.
Not like hand. When you date a guy in Echo Park or Silver Lake who has such a bush that you can find magic spells in there.
That's like a Brillo pad. Yeah.
Yeah. This is more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's his penis. That's Gary's penis.
How do you feel about yourself now, sissies? How do you feel?
Sit with that. Sit with that.
That's the show.
I feel nothing. It's all on you.
That's a golden bachelor.
I didn't say it in his voice. It would have made it worse.
It would have made it worse. I didn't want to remind you.
You're welcome that I softened the blow a little bit. But Gary's not going to soften the blow.
Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com unless you're going to leave us a 1-star review or talk shit about us. We're talking about his dick.
We've lost most of Bachelor Nation.
Bachelor Nation's like, they're like, screw these people. We're not listening to them.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it all, y'all. So
I'm not changing anything.
No, we got to be me. Got to be we.
I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do me. Like go our to Selling Sunset season 7 song. I'm a do me.
Y'all go to our website, realitygaze.com. Find us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, X, Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod, and TikTok at Reality Gaze. That's where you'll see our memes there. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all seem to be enjoying The Bachelor Cop. Be sure to comment on Instagram and share. Let other people know that we're covering this show because we really like doing it. I actually really like covering it. And so, the chances of us covering more of Golden Bachelor, our Bachelorette, it would be if you share it and people listen. So
I would really love for Joan to be the Golden Bachelorette. I've been thinking about it constantly.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a good conversation next
week.
What if
she'll come back?
I don't know. I liked her too. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then.
We ask you.
I don't want to. I never.
Will you accept our rosebuds.
Our rosebuds. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?